time now for your comments, and first, your very angry comments. Yesterday, we reported on President Obama's speech about closing Guantanamo, what to do with the detainees, and other national security issues, and you were fine with that.
Then we aired a story about the speech by former Vice President Dick Cheney, delivered just minutes after the president finished. Many of you were definitely not fine with that.
Mike Plant of Escondido, California, sums up what we heard from a lot of you. Today, perhaps for the first time ever, I turned off my radio in disgust, in the middle of All Things Considered. I was appalled that you would grant former Vice President Dick Cheney equal billing on the issue of national security with President Obama, as your coverage surely did. The two men might as well have been standing in debate on the same stage at the National Archives. On the topic of Dick Cheney, Mr. Plant continues, as a citizen, the man has every right to speak out, but that doesn't mean the news media, especially NPR, are required to sit in his lap and take notes.
Well, some of you did think we did something right on our program yesterday. Christy Bynes of Missouri City, Texas, appreciated our coverage of the passing of Arnie Murphy, also known as the Peanut Dude. He was the popular peanut vendor who worked at Minute Maid Park, home of the Houston Astros. He allegedly could throw a bag of peanuts 42 miles an hour to a customer in the stands with pinpoint accuracy.
Ms. Bynes writes that she was touched by our story, but she adds, one thing you didn't mention was his involvement with the Sunshine Kids, a charity dedicated to children with cancer. He would deputize one of the kids at each game and teach them the tricks of the trade. Also, it sounds like Ms. Bynes may have bought peanuts from the Peanut Dude herself. She also wrote to us about the question of how Arnie Murphy received a customer's money if he was so far away lobbing peanuts into the stands. She says, people would pass the money down and he'd pass the change back up. And he'd get the change wrong about as often as he'd miss.
Jadon Evans of Lovington, Illinois, heard our segment on the unfortunate and repeated misidentification of the Secretary of Defense. Most recently, President Obama called him William Gates during the president's speech yesterday. He is, in fact, Robert Gates.
Well, Mr. Evans tells us our story had him rolling with laughter. He writes, I thought I had heard it all with a name like Jadon, also known as Jason, Gordon, Jadon, Jodon, and most recently, Joe Man. Now I know that even if I was Secretary of Defense, no one would get it right.
Well, if you think we've gotten something wrong or right, please let us know. You can write to us by going to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us.